Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to growing cleaning companies. If that's you and you're committed to growing your cleaning company, check out growmycleaningcompany.com, where you will find everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or give us a call at 480-648-5149 to reach out, say hello, apply to be on the show. We love hearing from Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Darian Burns from All Clean and Clear Cleaning Company. All Clean and Clear has served the North Phoenix area for 4 years and has 4 employees with predominantly residential cleaning services. Not only that, I've chatted with her for about 3 minutes before we started, and she is charming as the day is long. I'm so excited to have you on the show, Darian.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Well, selfishly, I've got all sorts of questions because you're a Phoenix gal, which I love. How did you come to Phoenix? How did you come to Cleaning Nation? How did you come to having a cleaning business? We want to know everything.
Well, I came to Phoenix just for a job. I was working as a manager at a club. And then I kind of just found that cleaning was what I really wanted to do, and I just kind of jumped on into it. Back in like high school and stuff, I was big into cleaning everything all the time.
Yeah, if you figure, well, crap, I can get paid to do this as opposed to for free. That's always a fun revelation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my parents would ask me, can you come and clean before everyone comes over? They would have friends over, so I would always be stuck doing that.
Man, note to self, invite Darian to every party I have for the rest of my life.
Right, exactly.
You got some people that bring wine, they're always welcome. And you've got some people clean, they're always welcome.
Yes, that is totally me, actually.
You bring wine and clean? Oh my goodness, you just consider yourself invited. Yeah. If there's anything at my house, sister, you're welcome.
Awesome, yeah, if there's wine, I'm definitely cleaning. So.
So tell us about, how did you find Cleaning Nation?
I was actually just watching some YouTube videos and I found you guys there.
And you said, aside from being loud and obnoxious, this guy actually knows a couple things.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I learned a lot and then I went out and tackled it all. So now I just have questions.
Well, I am honored to have you on the show, and I'm so excited for you to contribute to Cleaning Nation. So whatever question you've got, I'm here to answer. Hit me, girl.
Okay, how do you hold an employee accountable to a non-compete agreement?
Such a good question, and you're not going to like the answer, but I'm gonna give you the one that's the truth and is going to work whether it's any fun or not. So I'll give you the technical answer, and then I'll give you the real answer. The technical answer is it depends on what state you're in. I know you're in Arizona, and I'm in Arizona, so I know the laws here pretty well. And Arizona has a right-to-work state, which means which is good. I actually prefer, because it means there's not all this, you know, suing over, you know, hey, you're fine. You're not doing a good job. I can't have you work here anymore. Oh my gosh, I'm pregnant, or I'm black, or I'm not black, or I'm fat, or whatever. You know, I'm suing you because you discriminated against me and you didn't fire me because I'm a terrible employee. You fired me because, and then they, you know, whatever the heck it may be.
Right.
So we don't have a lot of that nonsense to deal with, but the courts also generally are going to say, hey, you can't stop them from working. If they're a cleaner or a carpenter or whatever trade that they're in, and that's what they do, you can't tell them if they don't work for you, they're not allowed to go do that somewhere else. Maybe if they're taking your clients, you might have a very thin border to stand at border. I don't even know what that means. I have no idea. I'm not a lawyer. They might have a little something to stand on, but it's you're still going to have a tough time. And then state to state, that varies. Some states you can enforce covenant not to compete better than others. Arizona is not a good one for that. That's the technical answer. The real life answer is I wouldn't even worry about it. depending on the business that I'm in, the cleaning business, I would probably have them sign something saying, you are welcome to go work anywhere you want for anyone you want and anytime you want, but you can't take my customers with you. The reason I would have them sign that is not because I'm going to use it in a court of law or somehow get some sort of judgment against a $10 an hour employee, because try collecting on that. The reason I'm going to sign that is for their own mental. They don't know that, right? They don't listen to the show. They don't know the law. So it's going to keep 80% of those people that might try and steal your clients away from doing that. But the reality of it, just between you and me and our couple thousand listeners, really legally, you're going to have a hard time enforcing it. And let's say that you'd have an easy time enforcing it legally. Let's walk through that thing, what that looks like. The problem is, again, say you sue the person and you get a judge that is sympathetic to your case and believes that what you've done is legal and enforceable. They're going to say, yeah, absolutely. And they might say something like, person, you have to stop doing that. How are they going to force the person from doing that, right? The person might go, okay, judge, I'll stop. And then maybe they don't. But just to get there might cost you $5,000-$10,000 to get the judge to say that. And then now what have you done? Right. Or the judge might really get angry and go, this is bad. Not only have you done that and you have to stop doing it, but you have to pay Darian back $10,000. This person hasn't seen $10,000 their whole life. So you're never going to get that money. So the problem is, even if first of all, you probably won't win that battle in court. Second of all, and I'm doing huge air quotes, if you win that battle, you've lost. It cost you $10,000 in legal fees, not to mention all the time that you should be working on your business and focusing on creative things that validate your core values and are really moving you forward. You've sucked all that time into the legal process, which is an absolutely destructor of your life force that never, never feels good or is time well spent, where you come out of court going, that $10,000 and 47 hours of my life is time and money well spent. It will never happen. So it's a lose, 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 lose. So let's turn the corner and say, well, great. Now that you've kicked me in the ovaries, what on God's green earth do you want me to do, Mike? So yes, I would have them sign it. No, I would have no expectations. It's almost like lending money to relatives, right? You lend the money, you never expect it to come back. If it does, God bless them, but you just don't think it's going to happen. When it does, you're happy, but you're not bummed when it doesn't, because you just assumed. So same thing with these non-competes. Just assume that they're not going to follow them. Have them sign them just kind of for their benefit and their own mental space, but not for any legal thing. Now, let's talk about the good news and why that's okay, right? So far, it's pretty bummer. Like, thanks a lot, Mike. Now I'm ready to walk into traffic. Don't do that. The good news is, here's what happens to so many of the people I coach, and where you and Cleaning Nation is not going to fall for this. People get confused and they think, I'm a really good mechanic, so I'm going to open a car auto repair shop and I'll be good at that. That is insane. The talents and skills and abilities and passions it takes to fix cars is 1,000% different. It's a universe away from the talents and skills and passions it takes to own a car dealership. I owned a car dealership, so I go to that. But own an auto repair place, right? To own an auto repair place, it's all about P&Ls and being able to attract the right customers. And there's all this other stuff that it takes, and it has virtually nothing to do with cleaning. And those people will burn out. So the same thing happens with you. They go, just like you did. Well, shoot, I know how to clean and I'm getting paid $12 an hour. And I know that devil Darian is making $38 an hour, whatever the rage is. I'm going to go do this for myself and I'll be rich. The problem is they don't understand that they have to attract the client. They have to keep the client. They have to make the client happy. They have to bill the client. They have to collect the money. They have to have insurance. All the stuff that you know that we have to do, they don't understand that that's part of it. So they're probably going to fizzle out shortly anyway. And then oftentimes those people come back. The second thing you can do, there's a couple here. The second thing that you can do is have a client attraction system. So no matter how you lose clients, if it's because they don't match your core values or they're too cheap or they lose their job or one of your employees, quote unquote, steals them. And keep in mind, an employee can't steal a client. A client can only go with an employee because they feel that employee is going to do a better job for them in their life than you're doing for them in their life. The real way to fix that is make sure that your clients love you and really understand the value that you bring. And then when that person comes to them, they come to you and go, hey, you might want to look at Susie. She's going behind your back, as opposed to, hey, yeah, that's better for me. So I say, if Susie can quote unquote steal that client or convince that client that the value that she's going to bring into their life is better than yours, God bless her. Susie should have that client. You should have done a better job taking care of them. So there's a lot of dynamics. First and foremost, if you've got a client attraction system where you've got the right prospects coming to you every day, guess what? You don't care nothing when Susie steals three of your clients because you're like, I'll just replace you with the next three coming in. So that one solution of having client attraction systems. Now, I didn't say lucky where sometimes they come in, sometimes they don't. You can't control it or scale it up or down. Systems where you're like, I put X amount of time or money into this system and I get Y amount of results out. When you've got that in place, it really insulates you from any sort of that nonsense. The second thing is the way that you want to have a system to onboard clients where they really understand value. So if the sales process is a lot of, how many square feet you got? Yeah, that'll be $250 a month. You're ripe for the picking, whether it's Susie, your employee, or some other listener of Cleaning Nation. You're gonna lose that client anyway because you haven't done a good job of explaining the value and helping them see that you're really solving a problem in a unique way, not trading dollars for hours. I know I've given you just a ton, so it's maybe a little overwhelming. Any thoughts or questions or anything? Any other questions I've raised from answering your first question?
No, I don't think so. I think you hit them actually.
Okay. So does that make you feel a little better about, the gal kind of taking a couple of your clients?
Yeah. We did have a girl that took a few of our clients, and actually those were kind of clients that I wanted to get rid of anyways. So it really did do us a favor. I was just kind of worried about from now on going on. So,
well, good. It sounds like the experience you had vetted out what I just told you, which is, there's no such thing as someone stealing a client from you. They can only offer the client what the client perceives as a better value proposition than the value proposition that you're offering. So it's not unusual that they don't want to get your bottom rung clients, because the reason you don't like, I shouldn't say you don't like them, but the reason you're kind of ready to part ways anyway is probably because they don't see the value that you bring, right? If the people that see value that you bring, they're probably saying, gosh, Darian, thank you so much for helping me out. We love having you in our home and we love having you. They're not going anywhere. The people that are like, well, we're always complaining or we're, you know, whatever, they're ripe for the picking anyway. So again, that would just, I would be encouraged by that no one can steal your quote unquote good clients where there's a core value match and they understand the value that you bring. Because when they bring their value, and for your employees, it's almost always going to be, we're cheaper. You know, she's overcharging. We're cheaper. They're going to go,
yeah,
you're cheaper. But what about workman's comp? If you get hurt in my home, who's going to pay for that? I don't have insurance for that. That could be very expensive. What if you get sick?
Right.
Darian's got four employees. It's just you. If you get sick, who's going to come? What if you steal something? What kind of liability insurance do you have? Who's going to be in my home? Is it going to be always you, or might there be other people? Are they going to have badges or uniforms? If you've done a good job selling, or I shouldn't say selling, if you've done a good job in the client attraction process and really onboarded these clients perfect, they're going to start asking questions like that. And your employee is just going to go, I don't know. I don't know. You know, like, would you, you know, it looks like, right, you bought, you know, you're going to buy your stuff, your products at Costco, or are you going to bring Windex into my home? Or they're going to be actual commercial grade products that are going to keep my family safe. So yeah, long story short, the problem is you've lost these customers, you get to choose how much extra you lose. And if you say, I'm not going to lose nothing extra, I'm just going to continue on being successful, then it hurts you zero. The part you can really get hurt is when you're like, because again, we get emotional, right? Maybe Susie was a friend. Maybe you and she spent time together and you bought her and her family dinner and you invited her to your home or whatever the case may be. And you're hurt. You're like, that was really mean, Susie. That, you know, I thought we were friends and you kind of stabbed me in the back. And I've had that, by the way, my construction company. I had a good friend of mine who'd been to my home many, many times. And I'd gone out of my way to make sure he and his family had everything they needed. And he went into competition with me, which is even fine. I've had many employees do that, but they always come to me and say, hey, Mike, I want to start my own thing. And I'd be like, awesome, let me help you and let's support you, because I had a pretty large company, so there's no way they could kind of do what I was doing. This guy went behind my back and it really hurt my feelings. So a lot of times we'll throw good energy after bad, right? So the best solution is, God bless you, Susie. I'm glad that you're out of my ranks, right? I don't want to have anyone that isn't really a part of what we're doing here. So I won that. Not only that, you helped thin out the herd of customers I probably didn't want anyway. This really worked out well, and you move on with your life. The way that you can say, you know what? the pain and suffering that Susie's cost me isn't enough. I'd like to give more pain and more suffering. I'm going to go to court and I'm going to stress out about it. I'm going to tell my friends and I'm going to kick my cat and I'm going to do, you know, I'm just, you get to choose the price that you pay. The minimum is out, how many customers she took. But anything above that, you're saying, I want to kind of be a glutton. So my encouragement for you is to spend zero time after the show worrying about whatever her name is, our fictional Susie, and 100% of your time just saying, you know what, I'm going to get better. I'm going to create better onboarding systems so my customers know the value that I bring, and I'm going to make sure that the people I have really believe in my core values and are part of a team, not just some random, you know, gun for hire where every hour you work, I give you $12.50. And as soon as the $12.50 stop, you're out of here. But someone that's like, hey, I really believe in what we're doing. I really love our core values. And I'm a part of this community. And that's important to me. So I'd really focus on upping your game and focus 0% on Susie. Rant over. Any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything else you need before we hit the lightning round?
Nope, I don't think so.
I talk a little overwhelmingly. People are like, I don't know. You said like 1,000 things. I'm confused. So just stop it. So let's hit the lightning round. We're going to give you a chance to share with Cleaning Nation all the value that you can bring. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice cleaning wise that I ever received was actually from you, knowing people's pain.
Beautiful. Tell me about that.
Before you like, yeah. It was much easier to sell like cleanings to people that already had pain, I noticed. And that's really been just so easy for me.
Beautiful. I love that. Cleaning Nation, that's, take notice. She didn't say price or, you know, I gave a special deal. She talked about pain and people responded as opposed to we'll do a free cleaning or do it on one foot or $20 off your first cleaning, that nonsense. All right. Darren, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe you can share with us so we can save ourselves that same headache?
Undercharging. Yeah.
I love that. Zero hesitation. Instantly. Undercharging.
I first started cleaning, it was just me and, you know, my house is well maintained all the time. So when I do deep clean, it usually takes maybe 3 hours. So because I keep it well every day, we clean every day, we do the floors every day. So when I first started cleaning, I thought that doing a very low special was going to be a great deal and a great jump for me. And I wound up losing a lot of money, probably my first 2 months. It was really bad.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, and part of it is probably what we talked about where you were Susie, right? You thought, I'll just clean. You know, there's what about, and you didn't take into account, well, there's a cost to acquire this client. Even if you're like, well, it didn't cost me anything. It just took me 20 hours of my time. Well, that cost something, right? You should be getting paid. And then you had insurance and a cell phone and they complained and then they didn't bill and you had to do all this. And you start realizing, well, crap, I'm not just charging you $20 an hour for the hour and a half I'm here to clean. You got to pay for all that other stuff that costs me money to run this business. So you can have a nice smile knowing that Susie's out there probably learning that lesson right now as we speak.
Right. Yep.
All right. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today before their head hits the pillow that will improve their lives and or their business?
Oh, shoot.
Trick question.
Yeah. Well, for me, it would be taking more time out because I'm always still working. Mm-hmm. Taking time out for my family and stuff like that rather than just continuing to work all the time. I actually do much better when I've taken a break and got away from my computer and got away from marketing or talking to clients for a little bit and kind of chilled out with my family or calmed down somehow and then went back to it later.
All right, so let me beat
like
you up.
If you do it all at once.
Let me beat you up just a tiny bit because I can hear in my headphones Cleaning Nation screaming. Yeah, okay, Darian, super easy to see. Of course I want to spend time with my family. How do I do that? Do you have any tips of how people can actually make that happen in their lives when they feel like there's just no time, so to speak?
I just make time because before I felt like that too. And I was getting like such bad anxiety just thinking about, okay, I gotta call these people and I gotta call these people and I need to market this. The clients are gonna come as long as you're not so anxious to get them, you know, let them come to you rather than seek them constantly.
I could not agree more. It's, this is a terrible analogy, but people get it. And so it's literally like dating. If I'm looking to get a date with Darian and I'm like, hey, Darian, you want to hang out? And she's like, maybe. When are you available? I'm like, I'm available literally anytime. I have nothing, whatever. If you want to meet now is fine, or 10 minutes, you went midnight on a two, whenever, I'm ready. She's going to run so fast because she's like, oh my gosh, this guy's so desperate and creepy. Whereas if I'm like, gosh, I got a lot going on, I really love to hang out, but you know, I'm kind of busy and I'm not that. People can smell desperation. And if you just think of it as dating, would you ever date like we go on business? Like, hey, when can I give a bid? Did you check out my bid? Can I get a bid? Can I get it? You know, there's always that nonsense about you can't call a girl X amount of days or hours or what, you know, and I don't believe any of that crap. But we totally throw that out the window with, when we start stalking our customers and start just begging and pleading, and it's so repelling. So such a good point, Darian, that like, hey, when they get that you've got other customers out there, and if Darian felt like, hey, there's other ladies that would like to date Mike and he's not just desperate for me, there's nothing wrong with him, he's probably a good guy, that's all good information. Same thing goes with cleaning. If Darian's like, am I the only customer you're trying to get or have ever got or have ever talked to? She's out of there. Whereas if she gets, I've got other customers and they're happy and she's not my only option, I'm not begging or desperate to clean her building, I've got other buildings to clean, it's going to go better. So my apologies to all those offended already, but you're welcome to the people like, oh, I got that. Thank you. All right. Any other thoughts or questions for the lightning round, young lady?
Nope, I don't think so.
Thank you so much for joining us, Darian. I love your passion. I love your desire to grow. I appreciate your honesty and your transparency. And I promise you, Cleaning Nation appreciates you. There's a lot of people that had that exact same question and benefited from our time. If you want to check out Darian's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.